I show exactly what I'm saying here. Each time there's trouble in the economy and it heads south, we are touching Israel and Jerusalem, and there's all sorts of warnings. And right here, we're looking at the final assault of the nations in Zechariah 14, saying the day of the Lord has come, and God is gathering all nations to Jerusalem to battle. And in verse 14, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem in the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave. And just skip, follow through, because this is the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now go to verse 5 and look at the end of verse 5. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. Well, see, there's the good news. Who are the saints returning with the Lord? It's the believers. Right? I mean, right there it tells you that when the Lord returns, he's coming with all the saints. That's the church, folks. So we're going to return with him. And I just don't know all the trouble we're going to go through between now and him coming for us. Of course, we know that when we go to be with him, we have the marriage supper and the lamb and all that. But time, can you see how time's kind of getting compressed now? We kind of see the end game that's coming. But when the Lord Jesus returns, according to and his feet stand on the Mount of Olives, according to Zechariah chapter 14, verse 4 and 5, the saints return with him. See, we've gone to be with him. So when I share this, by the way, this is a good time to interject this. All this that we're talking about, excuse me, with the day of the Lord and what the upheaval that's coming, we're never to take our eyes off Christ. Never. Because if you focus on the economy and you focus on political things and you focus on social things and all, you'll emotionally go down, and all sorts of fear can grip you, and depression. And because I'm studying this all the time. All the time. And this is what the Lord called me to do. And I can feel it when I kind of lose that blessed hope. I get anxiety will come. I lay in bed at night. I can't sleep. And I have to, Lord, get me back. Get me back focused on you and your coming. Because when you look at the big picture, which the Lord has me looking at, and you see the economic ramifications, and you see militarily what's happened, and you see all that's occurring, I mean, if you focus on it, it'll really, I mean, the devil will look like Mount Everest in what he's doing, and the Lord will be nowhere to be seen. Everybody understand that? So keep focused on the Lord. But he wants us to know this. And I believe that this could be one of the finest hours for the church. I was sharing that yesterday. No matter what happens out there, I'm not backing up. Let's be the light, right? And tell people about what's going on, and they don't have a clue. They're clueless, but we know we've got the prophetic word all before us. So in fact, I don't know how many of these tracts are left. I brought a pile of them. I didn't see too many back there. This tract here, it's really my book, As America Has Done to Israel, condensed into a tract. Now, isn't that a miracle? You condense a book that thick into a tract. But this is to win souls to the Lord, and I've been getting tremendous feedback about it. So if you want a tool to put into people's hands, take one back there and contact me, because I want to get them out as much as possible. And if you don't have one, email me, and I'll send you some. But let's get this out, because what I do is I take what the coming day of the Lord, which is right in front of us, and I put it into a tract form. And then I have a salvation for Christ in it. So you got a witnessing tool. So that'll give you a chance, if you're talking to people, it'll give you a chance to put something in their hand that they can read and then give their life to the Lord. Now, if you read the rest of Zechariah chapter 12, you'll see it goes into the Lord's millennial reign, and it goes into him like building the temple. You'll see it in verse 10. And it goes into them reigning and ruling from Jerusalem. So the day of the Lord, we have a tendency to think of it being more judgment, and it ends like a Christ's second coming, but it runs for 1,000 years. You know, it's a time period. It's an era or an epic like that. So it starts when the Lord's in the tribulation period, judging the nations, the second coming of Christ, him setting up his millennial temple and ruling for 1,000 years. That is the day of the Lord. Now go back to chapter 12. Zechariah chapter 12. And we'll look at verse 2 and 3. Behold, I'll make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all people round about, when they shall be in the siege against Judah, against Jerusalem. Zechariah chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. Now look at verse 3. And in that day I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. See, there's that word, that day again. And if you read through to the context to chapter 14, that day is the day of the Lord. So keep your spiritual antenna going when you're reading the scriptures. And it talks about the day, that day, because it's usually the day of the Lord. So the context here, chapter 12 is really, and chapter 14 are intertwined like this. I'll make Jerusalem a burdensome stone. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth shall gather together against it. In verse 9, and it shall come to pass in that day I will seek to destroy all nations that come against Jerusalem. And then verse 10 is the second coming of the Lord and all of national Israel turning to Christ as their Savior. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and they shall be in bitterness for him. So in a nutshell, what we're looking at now with the day of the Lord, it's focusing on Jerusalem. That's the key to the day of the Lord. And God is using Jerusalem. I write in my book, I call it like an anvil. You've got Jerusalem there, and as these nations come against Jerusalem to try and destroy it, God is judging them. And unfortunately, we're not militarily coming against Jerusalem. We are, I guess, politically coming against Jerusalem to divide it. And America is unique in this because we have such a history of being blessed of the Lord for blessing the Jewish people and being a part of his prophetic plan for the restoration of the nation of Israel. There's so many people in America by far that support Israel. If you look at, we're the only nation really where the population favors the nation of Israel. The Europeans cannot stand Israel, and of course the Arab countries can't. So we have, like, on one side, the Lord wants to bless us because we support his people Israel, we support the Jews, we have a love, but on the other part, we've got the political part, we're interfering with his prophetic plan, and it doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat. It really starts with Bush Sr., with the Madrid peace process. It continues through Clinton, 8 years, and now Bush Jr. for 8 years. The policy hasn't changed. The policy is for Israel to give land, covenant land, that God's decreed in his word is for the Jews, and there's a reason for that, and it has to do about the second coming of Christ and the redemption of mankind. And the United States, for whatever reason, starting with Bush Sr., is determined to pressure Israel to give away that land, and now especially Jerusalem. And we're suffering unbelievable because of it. Horrible things. September 11th, the United States Consul General to Israel, he's in Jerusalem, he let the cat out of the bag that the United States policy is behind the scenes working with Israel and the Palestinians to divide Jerusalem. I've got it right on my blog. I put it right on the blog. The headlines on that day was Hurricane Ike bearing down on Texas. So I put the two together. I got, our policy is to divide Jerusalem, which Condoleezza Rice denied. She didn't exactly deny it. If you read it carefully, she said, our negotiations are in secret. We can't discuss it. But the council generals, like the second in command of the American embassy there in Israel, he said that we are working to divide Jerusalem. And Hurricane Ike, the day he announced it, made it official, Hurricane Ike is bearing down on Texas. So Friday and Saturday, Ike is pounding Texas and Louisiana. And on Saturday and Sunday, Bear Stearns fails. On Monday, the stock market takes a big turn. And all week, the stock market has been in upheaval. They're talking about it like literally collapsed and putting $1 trillion in. I was watching it this morning. So 1 week after the announcement, we're officially working to divide Jerusalem. Our economy nearly blew apart, and we were hit by a massive hurricane that was 600 miles wide and did, you know, enormous damage to sections of Texas. I mean, I didn't. That was the same day type stuff. And you can see it right on my blog. That's how serious this is with the Lord. You know, it's the Jerusalem. Israel is the apple of his eye. And our policy, a copy of my book, As America Has Done to Israel, a congressman wife read it, and she gave it to her husband, and he's a congressman from Indiana. He was so moved that unannounced, they went over to the White House to give it to the president. He wasn't in, and they gave it to one of his advisors who said he put it on the president's desk in the White House, and he got a letter. The congressman contacted me, and he got a letter about a week later from the president thanking him for the book, but he never was able to find out if he read it or not. So at least, can you imagine that book, which showing my book, which was mind-boggling. Whoever dreamed that, the Lord gave me this information, but whoever dreamed that it would be used to try and influence the president, that was put on his desk by a congressman to try and open his eyes up to what he's doing. And I don't think he read it, or if he read it, he doesn't believe it. But we're in a collision course with the Lord. It's what we're doing politically is going to end up militarily, which we see in the day of the Lord. Now I want you to go back to Isaiah chapter 13, and when we get to Isaiah 13, I'm going to show you what's my opinion. The word is clear there, but there's a scripture that I believe applies to the United States, and that's my opinion. If you don't believe it, that's all right. But chapter 13, verse 1 says, the burden of Babylon. Now, ancient Babylon is modern-day Iraq. In fact, the Israelis, when they're talking about Iraq, they refer to it as Babylon. So the land there, the land of where Baghdad is, going south into Basra and all that was the Babylonian Empire, even parts of Persia and all. That was the core of the Babylonian Empire. So when the Bible talks about Babylon here, it's literally talking in our terminology about Iraq. Now, I want to drop down to verse 4 and 5.